play a little game within a game within a game. It's a game of options, a game in which you choose how you win. It is.
How do you play the Hank-O-Rama?
Well, I'm glad you asked, ma'am.
We know.
Because the following song should help slightly.
Woke up this morning, tuned the dial to Hank FM. KB and Heather Lee, they're at it once again, playing that game on the airwaves bright and clear. Hank-O-Rama's calling, time to cheer.
Here we go. To then, choose which game of Hank-O-Rama you want to play. Always the popular options, but to reiterate and to repeat, game number one.
Number one!
We literally just said this.
Were you saying something?
And it happened, and there was said, the words were spoken. We just said this at game number one. Number two.
Number two!
Could go anywhere and nowhere simultaneously. It is Trivia Generica.
Trivia Generica.
Or is it the always popular door number three?
Number three.
Are you smarter than a DJ?
Thoughts and prayers if you are not.
They'll be going up against you, actually, this week if they choose that.
Number three.
Not you, Herschel. I believe we have our Hank fan at contestant number nine on the line.
This is Tim in Weatherford.
Well, hello there, Tim in Weatherford. How are we doing in the Ford on a Monday?
We are doing relatively well, yes, sir.
Good. So you're not trying to approach Fort Worth in any way because that's not moving very much.
Okay, you don't want to do that.
Nobody's. If I think Fort Worth's closed from the west side, it feels like.
Closed. Yeah, I try to come to Fort Worth right now as little as possible.
There it is. Which game you want to play, Tim?
I think I'll see if I'm smarter than a DJ. I've only tried that once, and I was trying that again.
All right, he is Hank fan number nine. He's our contestant. And he's going to try to be smarter than a DJ. So this is how it works. It is Heather Lee's turn to leave the studio. And I'll ask you, Tim, and Heather the same question. If you get it right, immediately you win your way to PBR Rattler Dates. If you get it wrong, hope Heather Lee gets it wrong. And if you somehow get it wrong and she gets it right, then we bring a live rattlesnake in studio, and you'll have to come to Fort Worth to get it out of here, Tim. Yeah, that's punishment.
You got to get it going here, homeboy.
Venomous. Heather Lee leaves the studio, and your question is, all right, well, since everybody is like Reba now, you know, there's Taylor, and then some wacky radio DJs getting engaged. Let's talk about the popularity of the diamond and the diamond ring. You ever bought one for somebody there, Tim?
I have one on my wife's hand.
That's good. It's better to have it on the wife's hand than maybe other options. Popularity of diamonds saw a significant shift in the 1800s. But what year did a Diamond is Forever ad campaign change everything about how we view the modern diamond as the go-to for big occasions? Was it 1747? Was it 1847 or 1947 when diamonds became a girl's best friend and what we know of them today?
I'm only guessing because I'm going 1947.
1947. All right, there it is, locked in. Heather Lee. Very nice. As we know, diamonds are forever. And that was the ad campaign once by De Beers that really made the diamond the modern sensation that it is today for engagements and other large engagements. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, diamonds are just kind of meh. So what year did this ad campaign change everything? Was it A, 1747, B, 1847, or C, 1947?
Okay, I'm going to go with December 6th, 2025. Is that the day you're actually getting married?
No.
No. Okay, you said within 3 months. I'm just trying to...
Yeah. No, it was actually a horrible guess. It was 1947. It was nowhere close to upcoming December.
Forever. Right. Start in 47.
Yeah. But De Beers is the one that completely messed everything up for us guys. In 1947, Tim, you're correct, and you're going to your PBR rally.
How about that? Appreciate that.
Okay, you're not ordained, are you, Tim? Oh, never mind. I'm just asking.
And are you busy on
that.
December 6th?
That's not.
I actually believe it or not, I actually am if you're looking for one.
All right. We could marry you right now.
Back pocketing that, there is the multi-talented Tim. And that is Hank-O-Rama. Ordained as always.
Turn them on. Turn it up. It's time to wake up. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.